Surely no greater king has ever lived. No one with the love and kindness, strength and courage of King Ram. Once, thousands of years ago, there was a kingdom known as Kosala. Its capital city, Ayodhya, was a place of unbelievable splendor. Magnificent palaces made of coral and jewels lined its well-paved roads. The beautiful gardens were full of scented flowers, fruit-bearing trees, and crystal-clear lakes. Grand civic buildings towered above the residential houses, which were decorated with flags and festoons. Surrounded by huge solid walls and protected by a mighty army, no enemy could infiltrate this most excellent of cities. The people were all happy and content under the rule of their king, Dasara. Of King Dasarath bore him four good sons. The eldest was Ram, a most powerful young man, handsome and virtuous. He was loved by everyone. When Dasarath became too old to rule the kingdom, all the citizens welcomed Ram as their new king. All, that is, except an evil hunchback palace maid named Mantara and Dasarath's favorite queen, Kaikeyi. As a result of their evil plotting, King Dasarath was compelled to exile Ram to the forest for 14 years. The citizens were grief-stricken to lose their beloved Ram, and Dasarath became so distressed that he died. Left for the forest with his wife Sita and his brother Lakshman. Arriving in the forest, Ram, Sita and Lakshman decided to travel south. On their travels, they were approached by the many hermits living in the forest who were being troubled by wicked demons.
Oh, great King Ram, please help us. We live in the forest to lead a peaceful life, but the demons constantly attack and molest us.
Fear not, O great wise men. My brother and I will henceforth protect you. From this day you will live in peace.
The two brothers slew many of the demons with their arrows and set the others running in fear of their lives. One hermit that Ram visited presented him with an invincible golden bow, together with a magical quiver which would never be empty of arrows. He told Ram to go to a beautiful place named Panchavati, where the threesome could spend the remaining years of their forest exile. On their way to Panchavati, they came upon a huge creature perched in a big tree. Ram took him to be a demon.
Lakshman, take care. Demon, beware the power of my invincible bow.
Ah, my dear child, do not kill me, for I am an aged friend of your father. I'm just an old eagle named Jatayu. Please allow me to help you during your stay in the forest. Perhaps I could protect Sita whenever you go hunting.
Dear Jatayu, I thank you for your offer and look forward to a long and lasting friendship with you. Come now to the place where we will build our new home. You can live in a tree nearby.
Thank you, Ram. Thank you.
Panchavati proved to be truly beautiful, and Ram was thrilled to make his new home there. Lakshman gathered together branches and logs and constructed a cottage. There they lived in the tranquil atmosphere of the forest, along with the deer, the trees, the flowers, and the sweetly singing birds.
Free and fast, a clear, cool river.
Then, one day, a she-demon approached the cottage. She was Surpanak, the sister of the evil ten-headed Ravan, demon king of Lanka. When she spotted Ram, her heart was immediately filled with desire. Although she was horribly ugly, she used her magical powers to assume the form of a beautiful maiden and went before Ram, speaking to him in a sweet voice.
Your strong limbs and handsome face. You have won my heart. Come with me, Surpanak, and wander through the woods. You and I could be so happy together.
Oh, fair maiden, I am Ram, son of the great King Dasarath. I thank you for your offer, but I must reject it, for I am already married. Look, here is my wife, Sita. My brother Lakshman, however, is equally handsome and heroic and is living alone in the forest. I am sure he would make a more suitable match. Offer your hand to him.
Oh, how right you are. Lakshman, my hero, come with me. I will marry you instead.
No, madam, it would not be proper. I would not be a fitting match, as I am but a servant of my brother, Ram. And you must surely be a princess. My brother is cheating you. Insist on him. He will soon forget his wife and prefer you.
It is this horrible creature, Sita, who stands between me and you. I will devour her in a second, and then I will marry you by force.
Lakshman grabbed a sword and in three deft strokes chopped off her ears and nose. Bleeding and screaming with pain, the she-demon fled. When Surpanak told her pitiful story to her two brother demons, Kaa and Dushana, they were filled with rage.
How dare these humans insult our sister?
Fear not, Surpanak! You will have revenge!
Kaa and Dushana dispatched 14 powerful generals and a huge army to kill Ram and Lakshman. As the chariots, horses and men thundered towards the cottage, they appeared like a dark cloud covering the sun, as if day had turned into night. Seeing the mighty force approach, Ram sent Sita with Lakshman to hide in a mountain cave. Then, stringing his wonderful golden bow, he sent forth streams of deadly arrows which pierced the bodies of thousands of the demons who fell like moths into a blazing fire. Oceans of blood soaked the earth, and a mass of bodies, weapons, and broken chariots littered the ground. Still, the vile demons were not defeated. Howling like wild beasts, they hurled insults and curses at Ram and tried to bewilder him with all kinds of black magic. Their arrows turned into deadly serpents as they sped through the air. But nothing could defeat the strength and skill of Ram. Soon the entire demon horde, including Surpanak's two brothers, lay dead on the corpse-strewn battlefield. Seeing her brothers and their whole army slain, Surpanak rushed to seek the aid of her brother, Ravan. In the golden city of Lanka, stood Ravan's great golden palace. Ravan was the king of the demons. He struck terror into the hearts of all living creatures. With his 10 heads, large eyes, and huge limbs, Ravan was frightening even to the mightiest of men. His majestic body bore scars of many wounds received in battle, and his strength and courage were limitless. Seated on his golden throne, and dressed in fine garments and costly jewels, he appeared as brilliant as the sun.
My dear sister, who has cut off your nose and ears? Tell me, and I will avenge you.
It was the two sons of Dasarath, king of Kosala, who are wandering fearlessly in our forest. They have not only dared to injure me, but have also slain our brothers Kar and Dushana, and defeated their whole army. They are accompanied by the wife of Ram, a lovely creature, who is surely the most beautiful woman in the creation. She would make a perfect queen for you, dear brother. Avenge this insult to our family! These two princes must be destroyed!
Fear not, sister. I have a plan. I will seek the help of Maricha the magician. I will destroy the princes of Ayodhya and carry off the woman as my bride.
Ravan had a golden chariot drawn by mules which could fly in the sky. He used this extraordinary machine to fly to the den of Maricha the magician, who could assume any form at will. Maricha agreed to help Ravan in his wicked plans. Soon, the magician and the ten-headed demon king were passing over cities, mountains, and rivers until finally they reached Panchavati and Ram's cottage. The magician, Maricha, assumed the form of a golden deer. Sita was gathering flowers when she espied the creature. She was spellbound by its wondrous beauty.
The sunshine, splendor, the fly. A clear blue sky. Lakshman, do come, quickly. Look, what a beautiful creature. Please catch it for me. I would love to have it as my pet.
Ram, beware of this animal. It is too beautiful to be true. It could be a magical trick, the creation of some wizard.
Fear not, Lakshman. Sita shall have the deer. If this creature is a wizard's creation, as you say, I will bring it down with my bow. Guard Sita while I am gone. On no account must you leave her alone in the forest.
Ram pursued the deer far away from the cottage. The cunning wizard Maricha imitated Ram's voice and called for help.
Sita,
thinking the voice to be her husband's, Sita pleaded with Lakshman.
Help me!
Lakshman, do you not hear the cry of your brother? Go immediately to help him. He is surely in great danger.
Ram can defeat any man, demon, or wild beast. Do not worry. This cry for help must be a trick of the demons.
You do not care about Ram. You want him to die. You have served us all these years simply waiting for your chance to take me as your own.
Such thoughts are cruel and unjust. Your words burn my heart like a red-hot fire. Very well. I will do as you say and go and search for my brother, thus disobeying his instructions. I fear greatly for your safety. Look, before I go, I will create a magical circle around the cottage. On no account must you step outside it or let anyone in. Protected by a special charm, it will be your safekeeping while I'm gone.
Thus creating the magical circle, Lakshman left Sita alone and followed Ram's trail into the forest. This was the moment that Ravan had been waiting for. Disguising himself in the dress of a holy man, he came before Sita, singing sacred hymns, while secretly his heart was full of wicked desires. Sita naturally welcomed him with respect and offered to fetch him some food and water. While she was away, Ravan tried to enter the cottage but could not do so because of the special magical circle created by Lakshman. It appeared as though there was an invisible wall. When Sita returned, Ravan, pretending to be old and weak, coaxed her to bring the refreshments to him. She crossed the circle. Now she was unprotected at the hands of the King of the Demons.
My dear, beautiful lady, why do you live here alone in a forest full of man-eating demons and fierce beasts, dressed in simple clothes and living like a pauper? You belong in a palace, served by thousands of maidservants who will adorn you with fine clothes and jewels. Do not stay with this wretched Ram. Come with me, Ravan! Come to my palace in Lanka. There I will serve you hand and foot. Come with me and be my bride.
Oh, you cruel, wicked wretch! Be off with you before my Ram returns. If you harm me, he will destroy you and your whole demon race as well.
Forcing her into his flying chariot, Ravan flew into the air.
Ram! Ram, please come and save me! Brother Lakshman! Oh, forgive me for speaking so harshly. Please, come to my aid!
Jatayu, Ram's old eagle friend, heard Sita's cry. He soared towards Ravan's chariot and attacked the demon king. His sharp talons tore the flesh off Ravan's back.
The furious demon fired sharp arrows at Jatayu and pierced his old body, but although badly wounded, the bird attacked Ravan again and again. Smashing the chariot into a thousand pieces, Jatayu sent the demon hurtling to the ground. This was too much for Ravan. With a terrible cry, he chopped off Jatayu's wings and talons. Sita cried pitifully as she saw her old friend fall injured on the ground. Ravan turned to her and by his magical power raised both himself and Sita into the air and flew once again towards his palace at Lanka. Crossing over a mountain, Sita saw Sugriva, the king of the monkey warriors, with his chief minister Hanuman. Sita threw some ornaments in their direction in the hope that Sugriva would deliver them to Ram. Speeding through the air over land and sea, the helpless Sita finally caught sight of Lanka, the city made entirely of gold. After killing the deer, and discovering that it was Maricha the magician, Ram rushed back to the cottage, fearing the worst. He met his brother Lakshman on the way and was very angry to learn that Sita had been left alone. Arriving at the cottage, his fears were confirmed. It was deserted.
Lakshman! How could you leave Sita? I told you not to do so under any circumstance. I fear we have been the victims of an evil trick.
I did not leave her unprotected. I created a magical circle around her. Oh, please understand, my brother. It was my love of you and her harsh words that drove me away.
Where is my Sita? Surely she has been attacked and killed by the demons.
The two brothers ran in all directions searching for Sita, but she was nowhere to be found. They came upon some pieces of Ravan's smashed chariot and saw that a tremendous fight had taken place. And then they saw the dying Jatayu, crying out in distress, his body shattered.
Jatayu, who has done this to you?
It was the wicked demon Ravan, king of Lanka.
Ravan?
Flew away towards the south, taking Sita with him.
Ravan, he has her.
He was screaming for your help.
Sita.
Do not worry, Ram. You will find her. And be happy once again. I beg your leave. Now I will depart, Ram.
Ram and Lakshman wept as Jatayu gave up his life. But there was no time to lose if they were to find Sita. Traveling many days, they finally came to the mountain where Sugriva the Monkey King was living. Sugriva showed Ram the ornament and promised to help him by sending Hanuman, his chief minister, and a huge army of monkey soldiers in search of Sita. Ram felt sure that Hanuman, who was a great and powerful warrior, would meet with success.
You will find Sita for me, Hanuman. Here, take my ring. It will tell Sita that you are my messenger.
I will not return until I find her, my lord. Allegiance! Forward!
Hanuman and the monkey soldiers journeyed far, through forests, across rivers, and over hills, until they reached the southern seashore. But how were they to cross the ocean to Ravan's kingdom? Hanuman stepped forward.
Before everyone's startled eyes, the monkey warrior grew to an enormous size. So tall that he was higher than a mountain. Great leap! He flew through the air faster and faster until he reached the shore of the golden city of Lanka. There he landed on top of a hill. Turning himself into the tiniest of monkeys, he passed through the city gates. Hanuman searched every house and garden for Sita, but could not find her anywhere. Finally, the monkey warrior entered the best, most beautiful building of all. There were many women in its different chambers, but none was Sita. He entered one room, and there, lying on a huge golden bed, was the ten-headed demon king himself, Ravan. Hanuman sighed with relief when he saw that all Ravan's eyes were closed in slumber. Hanuman knew that Sita would not stay in the same building with this evil wretch, so he ran outside again. Where could she be? He had looked everywhere. Just then, he spied a wonderful park, which he had not yet searched. He climbed the wall and then leaped onto the branch of a tall tree. He looked down, and there, lo and behold, he saw the most beautiful, gentle lady he had ever seen. She appeared so pallid, her face bathed in tears.
Give me hope and life anew.
Hanuman had no doubts. This was Sita. The moon hid behind a cloud and it grew dark. The she-demons guarding Sita fell asleep. Once again resuming his normal size, Hanuman approached Sita.
Sita, wife of the great King Ram. I am your husband's messenger, Hanuman. Ooh, he is in great distress without you and has sent me to search for you.
Oh, how do I know that you have come from my Ram? You may have been sent by the demons to taunt me.
Look, I have brought Ram's ring.
Indeed, it is his ring. Thank you, dear friend. Take this jewel to Ram and tell him I wait day and night for his arrival here. Please accept this nectar fruit also to refresh yourself. They grow on trees all over the garden.
Oh, it's delicious. No. I could eat lots more.
With these words, the monkey warrior swung from tree to tree, eating all the fruits. He made so much commotion that the guards awoke, and soon a fierce battle ensued. Hanuman killed many of the guards, smashing their skulls with broken branches. But at last, he was captured and taken before Ravan. The demon king was outraged.
You impudent monkey, I will teach you a lesson. Guards, set fire to his tail!
Hanuman's tail was thus set alight by the demon soldiers. But Hanuman had a trick or two to play. He suddenly became so small that he loosened the ropes binding his body and escaped. Returning to his original size, he danced from building to building, swinging his big tail until the whole city was ablaze. Only the park where Sita sat was left untouched. Hanuman was very pleased with himself, although he felt rather hot at the rear. The monkey warrior dived into the ocean to put out the fire, and with a giant leap, flew once again to the other shore and returned to Ram. Imagine Ram's joy when he saw Sita's jewel. Eagerly he listened to Hanuman's adventures, and then, when he had heard all, Ram gathered the monkey legions together and marched to the shore of the mighty ocean. There he told the monkeys to gather rocks and stones to build a bridge across the water. Everyone worked hard to complete the great task. Little by little, the bridge grew as the heavy rocks floated miraculously on the ocean. The bridge reached the shore of Lanka. Ram and the entire monkey army crossed the ocean. A great roar was heard by the demons in Lanka as the monkeys shouted,
"Victory to Ram! Victory to Ram! Victory to Ram!"
The city was surrounded by thousands of monkey warriors. Ram sent a messenger to Ravan, ordering him to surrender Sita and thus avoid war. Ravan refused, believing the monkeys to be no fit match for his mighty demons. There was no other course of action. The invasion of the Golden City would begin. A fierce battle raged between the monkeys and the demons. The demons were led by Indrajit, the most powerful son of Ravan. Indrajit flew into the sky and, hiding himself behind a cloud, showered arrows on the monkeys below, killing thousands of them. Ravan thought he was now victorious. He dispatched four of his most powerful generals to the battlefield to lead the demon army to victory. But Hanuman, Sugriva, and the monkeys killed them all. Ravan angrily rushed forward himself, but with one arrow, Ram knocked him unconscious. The demon retreated to Lanka. Disgraced and humiliated, Ravan wanted to teach Ram a lesson. The time had come for him to wake up his demon brother, Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna was the greatest monster that has ever lived. He was huge, so huge that he slept in a bed some 10 miles long. The monster was used to sleeping all year round, so he was very angry to be so untimely awakened. Hearing that the cause of this disturbance was the monkeys, he immediately bounded towards the battlefield. He was horrific, like a great dark thundercloud looming overhead. Many of the monkeys fled seeing him approach, and those who stayed to fight were helplessly crushed and eaten by him. Finally, he came face to face with Ram. With a great roar, the monster attacked. Ram sent forth a shower of arrows. They struck the demon with incredible force, severing his hands, legs, and head from his body. The monster crashed to the ground and was no more. Ravan's son, Indrajit, returned to the fight, but was slain by Ram's brother, the mighty Lakshman. Ravan's rage was boundless. Mounting his aeroplane, the ten-headed demon rushed again to the battlefield, slaughtering thousands of monkeys on his way. At last, he faced Ram.
Dare you come here with your army of monkeys? You, a king without a kingdom? I shall finish you now and take your wife once and for all.
Ravan, you wretch! You are like a dog who steals food from the master's kitchen while he is away from home. You stole my wife when I was absent. From that day, your life was doomed.
Ram sent forth showers of arrows which severed the demon's heads from his body. But each time one head dropped, another sprang up in its place until, finally, Ram fired an arrow like a thunderbolt at the demon's heart. This was the end of Ravan. The most feared demon of them all. The monkeys leaped up and down in joy. Ram was reunited with his Sita. She was overjoyed to see her lord again. They flew home to Ayodhya in an aeroplane made of flowers and pulled by swans.
My lord Ram.
Sita, my love.
The people rushed from their houses to welcome, and a great cry of joy erupted as the aeroplane touched the ground.
Victory to Rome! Victory to Rome! Victory to Rome!
Ram and Sita were greeted with a shower of sweet-scented flowers. The beloved exiles had returned. Preparations were busily made for Ram's coronation. When the day arrived, Ram sat on a golden throne with Sita by his side, and as he was crowned king, a tumultuous sound rang from the sky. Ram ruled for many years as the most just and noble king ever known to the world. Thus his glories will be sung forevermore.